Hello?
LATalkRadio.com isn't just an internet address. It's the home of irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk. We say what we want.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are out there in the ether. You are on LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends, and I am Tamara Bowman, your host for tonight. Our dear friend Max, he has just exerted himself, and his voice is needing a rest. So our Max is taking a rest tonight, but I'm feeling in for him and I can feel his spirit here with us. So we have an amazing show lined up for you guys tonight. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. I've got goosebumps thinking about it. So before we get started here on our show, I want to give you just a few updates here with our friend, Jack McEnroth. Okay, now you guys know him from being on the show with Max and Friends and, of course, Project Runway. Oh, my gosh. I am going to quote him. He just got back from Copenhagen, and he says that the out games are over. Very happy with my swims. He's got 2 golds, 4 silvers, and 2 bronze. Okay, so we want to give him a huge congratulations, though. We just put it out there to you, Jack, and say so many congratulations. He says, I'm like a big gay Michael Phelps, minus a few golds. So bless your heart, Jack. We just want to give a shout out to you. And then our other great friend, which is Vanessa Noel, she was on the show with Max and I just last Sunday night, and she's absolutely incredible. I mean, this woman is a powerhouse. She makes the most incredible designer shoes ever. And we want to remind you that she also has her own hotel, and you can go check that out by looking up Vanessa Noel. Hotel.com, and you can take a look at her quaint, beautiful, it's kind of like a bed and breakfast feel, but it's absolutely wonderful. So we want to say hello to you, Vanessa, out there. And Max just did a trunk show that he did this last weekend with Rolling Stones. You can check out that jewelry line by going to Rolling Stones. And that's spelled with STONZ.com. And they've got some beautiful jewelry out there. So we want to just say a shout out to all those people who have joined Max and Friends throughout the years that he's been doing this. And we just want to say that we are great friends for our people. So one of the things that's so cool about Max and I, in fact, I miss him so much tonight. I just want to give a shout out to Max because I know he's relaxing. He's taking care of his voice. And we just want to send him so much love because one of the things that Max has created on this radio show is kind of like an inner circle where our peeps, you know, our people feel like they've come home. So when they're in our presence, when they're on the show with us, when they're on the radio, we love them. And it's yummy, our delicious time that we have together on the radio. And, you know, I'm about to introduce 2 hosts that are going to be on the show here with us tonight. But before I do that, I want to be able to send out Max just like a huge virtual hug. Okay, and maybe my co-host here can join me in doing that, but I'm going to give him a big mm. Okay, if you guys can help me out with this. Let's ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think that was just me, but that's okay. That's okay.
Hey, I chimed in.
Did you chime in? Good. Okay, so we just want Max to feel like he's wrapped in a blanket of love too here. So speaking of a blanket of love, I have got two of the most incredible people on this entire planet with me on the radio show here tonight. And I'd just like to introduce to you my dear friend, Cindy Ashton. And one of the ways that you can find her is under cindyashton.com. She's also got a website called wealthconsciousnessbootcamp.com. Cindy is also an amazing singer, and she has just come here from Canada not too long ago, and she's making her way in the U.S. So, Cindy, I just want to give a big, warm welcome to you, sweetheart, and say welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, hey, hi, everybody.
Hi.
So, Tamara, thanks so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be on Max and Friends. It's such an amazing show. And, yeah, we are in for quite the power hour of inspiration and fun.
Oh, my gosh. Cindy, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, what is it that you do?
What is it that I do? Okay, well, my expertise is in overcoming obstacles, although I kind of like to say that I like to kiss my monsters goodbye, which is also the title of my latest book, because, you know, I just think that we all have ups and downs in our life. We all have mountains and valleys, and, you know, we can look at them in a fearful way and be afraid of them, or we can look at them in a fun way, and I would rather do it in a really fun way and shift them and create miracles. So my job is to help people do that, and I do that through motivational performances and through my la-la-la singing, and we'll hear a song from me later. I also do it through speaking, through coaching, through teleclasses, so I'm just out there all the time doing what I love, and it's such a blessing, and I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to work with people.
Wow. You know what, Cindy, thank you so much. Would you be open to callers calling in and having some questions for you?
Yeah, absolutely. This is what my job is,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, super. Okay, we've got a caller online. Caller, you're on the air with Max and Friends.
Hi, Cindy, it's actually Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing, girl?
I'm good. Hi, Tamara. I'm actually doing the boot camp with Cindy that you mentioned the website for, and I just thought I would call in and say hello, and then I didn't know I was going to be on the air so quickly, but hello, everybody.
Oh, Elizabeth, welcome. Welcome. We're glad to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do with Cindy at the boot camp.
Oh, okay. Before she does that, I just have to tell you that she's one of America's most powerful success coaches, especially when it comes to quantum stuff. She's phenomenal. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that was nice. Thank you. Cindy and I we complement each other very well. And I do a very similar thing to what Cindy does, but I have a different niche. So she is the master at helping people overcome their obstacles and fears and just inspiring them and motivating them. She's just amazing. And what I do is I really teach people how to integrate universal laws of quantum physics into their lives. So when we come together to do this wealth consciousness boot camp, basically it's like 1 + 1 = 10 when we get to come together. So I feel very grateful to have Cindy in my life and to have kind of meshed our teachings.
Wow. Now, Cindy and Elizabeth, I'm telling you, aren't most people just scared shitless? And how great that you can bring in some kind of, you know, quantum physics that says, honey, let's cross over to the land of milk and honey here.
Well, you know, I'm really happy that you can say the word shitless on your radio show. That's the best part.
We can say,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we can say pretty much anything here.
Yeah, but, you know, people are really hurting right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cindy, why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, you know, when Elizabeth and I came together on this, you know, our biggest complaint about what's happening right now is that there's so many people promising quick fixes. And because people are in such a place of fear right now over the recession and over losing jobs, and, you know, it's perfectly normal, it's perfectly natural, we've all been there. But because that's happening, when we're in that state of desperation, and especially when we're not aware of it, we usually end up making choices for ourselves that's not in line with our integrity, with who we are, with who we authentically are, with what what gifts we have. We all have gifts that we are here to serve on this planet, and so many people end up getting roped into these, you know, get-rich-quick schemes. They end up investing in things out of fear, and then it ends up getting them even more debt. They end up taking jobs and doing things that they would not normally do. And so both of us are actually creating this program separately, creating a program separately, because we really want to teach people why the quick fix with money or with anything in your life doesn't work, and how you can create long-lasting, real change. And so one day we were both talking, and we were both about to watch something in the next 2 weeks, and we're like, let me see what you're doing. Let me see what you're doing. And it was like magic. It was one of those beautiful, synchronistic, magical moments where we put our materials together for our courses, and we actually had, you know, the 2 + 2 = 10. We actually had a complete course. There's practically no crossover on what we were doing, and yet our work complemented each other. So that's how it all came about, is that just our real love for people, and just that it's so disheartening seeing so many people suffering and getting roped into stuff that's not really who they are. So we just really want to help people in a really authentic way.
That is so cool, Cindy, and I love what you're saying. I think that we'll be able to hear you just a little bit better if you move your mouth a little bit away from the speaking device that you're speaking in, okay? Because we're getting a lot of breath. But okay, one of the things...
Is that better?
You know,
that's so much better, Cindy. It's so much better, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you sound
like
you were...
Horn?
Yeah, you were in like some kind of wind tunnel or something, but I know that you're...
Okay, excited. I'm not a horn anymore.
Funny.
You're not horny anymore?
No, well, no comment. I played fit.
Okay.
I actually don't know what that means being Canadian. I actually don't know what that phrase means.
Horny.
Anyways, let's go on.
That means you're turned on sexually. And that's what
I know what horny is. We do get horny in Canada. There's actually a study done with 30,000 people across Canada and the United States, and I'm proud to say that Canadians overall have better sex lives and are sexually satisfied more than Americans.
Well, there you have it. And what would you say contributes to that, my dear?
I think it's because we're freezing cold for 6 months of the year. We have nothing better to do than have sex.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, you know, I think what you were saying. So back to consciousness. Well, actually, what you were saying is so beautiful, because I know that's so in alignment with what Max and I, we talk about, is bringing authenticity, you know, bringing solutions to people who are hurting out there, and bringing connections with people who feel alone with where they're at. So I can really appreciate what you're talking about, Cindy, in that this is a place where people can get connected, and that they can remember their source, they can connect with spirit, and feel like they're a part of something much bigger than themselves, and in alignment with what spirit is leading them to invest in, that's going to ultimately take care of them. So I really appreciate the work that you're doing in the world, and really thank you so much for what you're doing. So, and then of course I have to bring in some sex things, because I am known as the sex pert on Max and Friends. So if any of our callers out there have any... Now, that's what?
I said that's awesome.
Oh, yes. Thank you, darling. Okay, and I want to give our number out there again. We're LA Talk Radio. So for those of you who are out there and are shy and you don't want to give your real name, that's okay. We'll go with whatever. If you call in and say you're Frankenstein, we'll say, welcome, Frankie. Okay, so don't be shy.
Welcome,
pick up that phone. Yeah, give us a call at 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. So, Cindy, thank you so much. And Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on our show. Is there any nuggets of truth that you could share with us that are from the workshop that would be something that people could take home with them as far as receiving some kind of hope for what's possible for them?
You know, Cindy, would you mind if I pipe in here for a second?
Please do. I love wisdom.
Well, you know, what the biggest thing that we found, and this is what I really want people to understand, this is the biggest insight. We did a quiz, and 1,500 people have taken the quiz about their money habits and their feelings about money and who they are on the inside about money, which is what we really address. And we found that 41% of people are in what I call, instead of being in a wealth consciousness, they're in what I call a waiting consciousness. And that is so interesting. There are really four types, and I know we don't have time to go into all four of them, but
Go ahead. Mention the four types.
Oh, really? Okay. The four types. These are the four types of wealth consciousness that I have identified. The first is a striving consciousness, which is the person that works like a dog but never seems to get anywhere because, like, it's just out of reach. And what I mean by striving consciousness is that, you know, you attract abundance into your life based upon your state of being about money. And when your overall feeling behind your actions is that you're striving, you attract circumstances to keep you in a striving consciousness. The second is a waiting consciousness. These are people who are pretty sure that someday something is going to happen that's going to turn it around, but they're just sort of in a holding pattern. And 41% of people are in that. And then the third one is a wanting consciousness, where all their feelings about money, even people who have millions of dollars, still are in a wanting consciousness. It's an ego-driven consciousness. They always want more, or they're desperate and panicky. And then the fourth one is the one that we want them to have and that we help them develop during the Wealth Consciousness Bootcamp, which is a having consciousness. It's a feeling that abundance is yours, and it's a given that you can have it. And that was the biggest insight that, for me at least, I don't know about Cindy, but I was just like, all those people are waiting. They're just basically waiting their whole life for something to happen to fix this problem, when the problem is really the feeling they have inside to begin with.
Wow. Elizabeth, I absolutely love what you're saying right now, because to me it sounds like a remembering. Because if you think about it, when we come on this planet, we're 9 months in a womb. We don't worry about food. We don't worry about being taken care of. And so with that same consciousness that created us inside, knitted us inside the womb of our mom, or petri dish, as it may be. But however, you know, I mean, we seriously came together in a way that our life exploded on this planet. And to think that that same consciousness would take care of us throughout the rest of our lifetime, you know, and to just remember that having is already our birthright. It's already programmed in. And I think when we can get there, that is so huge. And I know that that's been, you know, a problem of mine too, because I think our ego does get in the way and we get scared and we're like, shit, where is it? You know, what's going on? Where are my blocks? And many times I think we can't see them ourselves. You know, it's almost like the sun is there and the clouds have come over it, but it doesn't mean the sun is gone.
Right. You know, that's a great analogy.
Is that cool? I think it's probably kind of like a clearing away of the clouds going, oh, there's the sun. There it is. You know? Right. And I think we need angels and people along our path that are going to reveal those kinds of things to us. And you know what, Elizabeth and Cindy, you have just given me a perfect segue into our next host that is going to be on the air here with us. Elizabeth and Cindy, will you have time to stay with us throughout the rest of the show as I invite Mika to come and join us?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Do you mind if I get a glass of wine?
Yeah, just support.
Hey, take care of yourself. Get a glass of wine. Put yourself on mute. And I am about to introduce, you know, someone who has just come to my attention, and I'm just getting goosebumps as I'm thinking about her right now, because this woman is so beautiful, just a divine essence on this planet. And she is in a position where she has opened herself up to be used by the angels from the other side, and really has messages for us that help to heal us, help to restore us, help us to bring us back to a place of purpose in why we're here, in helping us heal. So without any further ado, Mika, I just want to introduce you and promote you. You guys, she is with angelsdivineguidance.com. So you can find her at Mika, that's M-I-C-A, at angelsdivineguidance.com. So Mika, with that, welcome, sweetheart. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Tamara. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to come on your show and share messages from the angels and whatever's coming through that for messages for everyone. And
on the actual, the angels say a lot of the things that Cindy was speaking about as well, about that it's our divine birthright and to accept to all our abundance. And that the one thing that people forget to do is to open up to receive. They put a lot of intention and they put a lot of energy out, but they don't open to receive. And that's the one thing they talk about a lot, that people to open up to receive the abundance that is your birthright.
Wow. Mika, how can we do that?
How can you do that? Well, the first thing is to just know that there's a higher power, a higher consciousness, and that we all have angels supporting us. And there's at least two guardian angels for everyone, and other people have more. And the more you call on and tap on the angels, they'll come and support you in your life. And another thing is just to open up and relax. A lot of times if we have a lot of things like coffee, or if we put the adrenaline up, and then we're not able to really relax and open up to receive. So to do things as in, you know, getting massages, doing meditation, doing yoga, do things that make you relax. So when you're relaxing, you're even open to receive messages from the angels, and you're also able to open up for abundance and everything else that you need in your life to come to you.
Wow. And you know, Mika, don't you find
I absolutely love that. Can I tell a little story that goes along with what you're saying?
Yes. Keep it real short, babe.
All right. So really short. I was feeling a lot of resistance one morning, and I said, oh, I'm not allowing. I need to be relaxed. I went to the beach. I came back and found a pile of money in my PayPal because somebody had loved my book, and they went and sent an email blast to 65,000 people about my book, and my book sold out within hours, and I had tons of money in PayPal. And it was all because I recognized my resistance and went to the beach and relaxed.
Wow, that's so perfect.
Honey, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Because I think with our technology today and what's available for us as far as information with our text, with our tweeting, with our, oh, and that reminds me to look up Max on Twitter. So go to Twitter.com/MaxTucci. So just to keep in touch with them. But Mika, don't you find that we just get so inundated and bombarded with emails and texts and phones and fax. I mean, everything that's out there, you know, just preventing us from getting really quiet and relaxing to let the divine messages come through.
Absolutely.
Yes. See, and you know what's so cool is just even hearing your voice right now, I've like calmed down. You know, I feel such a calming and even like a soothing, just as you bring a presence of here-ness or presence or present being here now.
Yes. Yes. A lot of times just tuning in and tapping in and knowing that there's more assistance than just what we can see with the physical eye around us, guiding us, and that there's something bigger than us that has everything rolling and everything happening in perfect divine order.
Wow.
And so when we tap into that, and it just makes everything a little bit easier. You know, it makes it flow more. It makes it connect with everything more, about being present and being in the moment, because that's where the power, that's where the gifts are, is in the moment.
Wow. I love this moment right now. And Mika, let me ask you, is there something that's coming through for you as far as a message?
Sure. Let me, I'm just going to tap in and see what the angels. Well, I do feel that Archangel Michael is coming through, and he just wants to let everyone on the call listening to this, that you are able to create the abundance that you need in your life, and that he is here to help you with your life purpose. He is here to help you shift and manifest. And now is the time for us to shift to a higher consciousness, that we have come here in this life. We have chosen to come here in this life because this is the time where we can shift, where we can create a new world, where we can create a higher consciousness, where there can be peace and love
on the planet. And one of the main things that he really wants to tap everyone into is create first with yourself peace and love and harmony. And by starting with your first, it will ripple out, it will ripple out to everyone else around you. It'll ripple out to the planet. It will bring forth more love, more peace, more abundance, more happiness, more joy into your life. And Archangel Michael has so many messages that he could go through. As you can tell, my voice changes a bit because he is a very powerful force that is with us in our life, helping us in whatever we want to to accomplish in our life.
Mika, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. You guys, we have our famous Max Tucci on the line here with us. Max, welcome, sweetheart. Is your voice better?
Tamara, I have no voice at all. But hi, everybody. I thank you all so much for coming on to my show tonight. I just had to call it because people aren't going to believe that I can't speak. It's like the biggest joke of all. But I was saying, out of all the nights that I'm not on my own show, Tamara Gensley's most fantastic guest. So a big kudos to all of you on right now, and thank you so much.
Oh, baby, thank you. We're just so glad to just fill in for you and just know that we're holding your space.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you. And I didn't catch the name. I'm like listening, but I'm like not listening. But what is the lady who does the angel readings? What is your first name?
Mika Monet.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm really happy to be on the show. Thank you so much.
I'm going to have you on when I can speak fully because I love the whole concept. And, you know, I'm a big believer in angel cards, and I use them all the time. And I always pick up the Archangel card. But I was wondering if you could do something for me, if you could find out what angels are trying to contact me now to help me with my life and do things.
Yes.
To find out what the angels – could you repeat that?
I was saying, maybe directing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are the angels that are guiding me right now? Can you get that vibe? Do you have the possibility?
Absolutely. Okay, I'm feeling, first of all, who comes through a lot is Archangel Uriel. Uriel is actually, he brings light to all situations, and I feel that through your voice and through your actual radio production that you have going on, you're bringing light to consciousness of people. And you also do it, they're saying, through comedy and being fun and playful. Mm-hmm. And lightheartedness really helps also to bring a lot of joy and happiness and to enlighten the people. But Uriel is the main one that's coming through. And I also feel that Mother Mary is around you. She is actually, because she helps a lot of times with children or people that had challenges as a child, but I felt also that you are actually helping children in some way. And for all of those on your call, I've never really tapped in or listened to the radio before. So just so you have an idea, this is all coming just from me tapping in now, so you can share if that relates to you at all.
Well, you know what? It absolutely does relate. And I'm going to go after I just tell you this. But one thing is, I totally agree with you. And I'm not even supposed to be on tonight, and we've never spoken. So the whole Archangel Uriel, you know, I believe also in Tamara as well, that, you know, we're brought on this earth for a reason, and that the favorite song that I always sing is This Little Light of Mine, and I think we all have that light.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, with Mother Mary, when I was 8 years old, my father died, and ever since then, I've had to be the one that's in control of, you know, my family, my mother, my sister, and so on, and the finances. So, you know, my whole thing is with children is that I'm very much involved with SOS Children's Villages in Florida, with orphanages and children's hospitals. So you're right on with that.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I also like to give to children a lot. So we definitely have to talk. And I was getting chills when you were speaking about that, which is a confirmation. And this, well, in the channeling I did last week, This Little Light of Mine came through. They were like, they had me like sing the first part of it because that was Uriel coming through and speaking and saying that actual song. So how serendipitous is that?
It's amazing. Well, I thank you so much. You and I will catch up, if not after the show tonight, because I can't speak, then I'll have you back on. And Tamara, ladies, thank you so much for being on the air. Again, everyone, the lines are open, 323-203-0815. This is Max. I'm going to relax my voice. Tamara, continue to do your thing, and I'll talk to you after the show. I love you all. And thank you so much for
everyone.
Okay, bye.
Love you too, hon. Yes, and I just need to do let me just do a little reminder on that, that please, those of you that are calling in, you need to unblock your numbers. Our producers need to be able to see your number. So unblock yourself, and we'll put you through so that Mika or Cindy and Elizabeth can respond. So go ahead, Mika.
Wonderful. I was just going to share with Max is that I'm asking for the angels to do a clearing of his throat chakra, because a lot of times that comes from speaking, and to remind him to not keep saying I can't speak, because his voice is taking a little siesta maybe. But if you keep affirming that I can't speak, then that's what's going to be creating for you. But I am feeling guided to just call the angels to work on him, and they're just feeling because of him with his voice, it's just he needs to really rest and to just be and to go within, because I feel that there's some messages that are for him within himself to connect to that he has to share with the world.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Mika, thank you for saying that, because my gosh, we always need to be reminded with our language, because our words are so powerful, you know, and we're constantly creating our universe with the words that we do speak. And boy, if there's anything I know for sure about Max is that he can speak, and he does bring that lightheartedness, that humor to all of us that lifts our spirits like nobody's business. But Mika, I think you're right in that his little siesta, this little time right now that he's taking, it's just partly because the angels are coming through for him with messages internally that he needs to hear. So that's so beautiful. And he's a love. He's a real love. So, my goodness, Mika.
Besides with our voice as well, you know, through body language, through eye contact, you know, we have so many ways of communicating and speaking.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I feel like we've got a lot of angels here on the show here with us tonight. Cindy, were you trying to say something, sweetheart?
You know, my best friend Jen is here from Canada, and she can't call in because I'm using the phone, but can she ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm handing the phone to her now.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
Welcome to Max and Friends. What's your question for us, love?
Thank you. I was just wondering if, I guess if you were able to pick up, I'm kind of struggling right now trying to find my life purpose. I'm just wondering if you have any sort of insight, or if the angels are coming through with any sort of message that you may be able to pick up for me.
Perfect. What is your first name again?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer, I'm feeling that there seems to be a block or a sadness or a disappointment. It feels like you've been really hard on yourself and that you expect things to happen perfectly. That, like, you don't really give yourself a chance to allow yourself to learn or to grow or to really prosper in things. And it's like they're saying be easy on yourself, be patient, and that you don't just learn everything right away. You need to take time to develop those skills. It's like you want everything to be perfect and to be easier on yourself. And I'm just calling forth Archangel Raphael, which is the healing angel, to come in to heal your heart, because you have some sadness there. There's some disappointment. And that's also affected you for trusting others to move forward as well. So it's about connecting and trusting that there's a higher power in the universe that is helping you in your life, and that everything that's happened before is a great learning lesson, experience, and everything is happening perfectly.
I just want to get
on. They said that you are actually, you're great at speaking.
You know, working. Mika, I'm sorry, sweetheart. We're getting a lot of background noise. So whoever is hearing background noise, mute yourself. Thank you. And because I don't want to interrupt Mika here, because she gets on such a great roll. And Mika, did you want to wrap up with Jennifer?
Sure. That you have natural creativity, you're really good at speaking. They're showing me you speaking like in front of an audience. That's the image that I'm getting. Does that relate to you at all, Jennifer?
It's something I definitely will have to explore. I've never really thought of myself or seen myself as the type of person that would be speaking in front of an audience, but I mean, I'm definitely, you know, open to receiving that message from you and maybe exploring it a little bit further. So
okay.
Thank you very
much. Thank you,
you're
Jennifer.
So
and you know what? Mika, we've got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air with Max and Friends. Hello?
Hi.
I hate this freaking
phone. Hi. This is, you're on the air with Max
Hello?
And Friends. This is Tamara. Hi. What's your question?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. We may not have a great connection. So you know what? Call
yeah,
on,
I'm not.
Why
am I coming through? Am I coming through okay?
Well, what is your question?
My question is for Mika.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, I've actually been working a lot with the angel card lately.
Okay.
And I'm kind of just, you know, seeking guidance in certain things in my life. I've had a very rough past, I don't know, 6 or 7 months. And I've been really tuning into the cards and kind of just guiding my daily life by what I pick.
Perfect. And you were breaking up a little bit. What was the specific question that you wanted?
You know what? We just lost her. You know what? It wasn't a really good connection.
Yeah,
so, Mika, yeah. Bless your heart. Listen, mm-hmm. I mean, you're popular with us here tonight. And if you want to get some of Mika's services, she is actually available online. I want to remind our callers, our listeners, again, that they can go to Mika, M-I-C-A, at angelsdivineguidance.com. And Mika has a wonderful website. She's got services that are available. If people are resonating with her and her angel guidance, to please give Mika a call. She's got a wonderful practice. And Mika, again, I'm just so, so grateful for you. I guess, you know what, let's go to, you know, Mika, is there anything that's coming up that I know you were going to do a reading with me? Do you feel comfortable doing that on the air, or did you want to do it at another time?
I'm open to do that. And I just also wanted to share and remind everyone that the angels have guided me to do is I do a teleclass every Wednesday so I can reach people all around the world. And that's at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And
okay.
It's also on my website at Angels with an S Divine Guidance. And so everyone can tap in and connect on the consciousness level.
Hello?
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do channeled messages, and the whole call is basically channeled, and then I answer questions at the end of it.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Okay, so Tamara, you wanted
Hello?
Me to tap in with you for a moment?
Okay.
Well, the first thing that I feel is that you're very excited, that you're just really passionate about life, and you just have so much to give, and you're just such a pure channel of light and love wherever you go. And you really, no matter where you go, you lift people's spirits. I mean, you could go into Starbucks or a coffee shop or anywhere, and your energy that you're putting out is actually shifting people's consciousness. And they don't even aware of what happens, but you are. You're such a light, and you're so passionate. They are showing me also about you being around water or in water, which is something of your love. And I'm feeling like dolphins are coming and that you bring dolphin energy around when you go, like, play and have fun and celebrate yeah. life. You're just so excited to be in a human body here in this time. Because I don't, I feel that you have a really high consciousness, the high spiritual consciousness, and you specifically chose to come at this time, and you weren't actually sure if you were going to come, but you chose, and you made an intention that, because some of the last lives that you have weren't as fun or happy, and so you made a strong intention that when I come in this life, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to play. I'm going to enjoy it. Otherwise, I'm not coming here.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. That's really great, Mika. It's so true. I do have a lot of dolphin energy. I tell you what, you know, dolphins love to eat, play, and make love. So, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, my MO. Well, at least if it's just with myself, you know. So,
it's
that's wonderful. Thank you so much, because I feel many times that I'm looking back at my life and saying, boy, if there's going to be a reason for me to be here, it's got to be fun. It's got to be alive. It's got to be purposeful. So thank you so much for that, Mika. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
So that's great.
And
so
I
you know what?
About a relationship around you too, or something
you,
new,
you
or
do?
Just in a relationship. There's something about a relationship coming in.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they said it a few times. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess I would be open if it for sure, you know, is in the cards, in the plan there. So, wow, that's kind of exciting too, Mika. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay, you know what? We've got a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Hello?
You're on the radio with Max and friends.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, this is better.
Much better, right?
Yes, yes. Are you our caller from before?
I am, yep.
Okay, so Mika, you had a question for Mika?
Yeah, it was basically that I've just been, in the past 6-7 months, kind of working with the angel cards, and it's something that I haven't done before, but I'm just kind of, not confused about them, but I work with them daily, and I don't know, I can't really grasp the messages, I guess.
Okay, perfect. Well, they're saying that the first thing, you have to surrender and get out of your head. So when they say before you tune into the cards, they want you to meditate and ask for your thoughts to be brought down into your heart and from your heart, and to tap into, get in tune with your body, with how you feel. Start, like, pay attention to, like, the clothing, how it feels on your body. Really see yourself, like, grounding and getting and tuning into your body and how it feels. And then ask, because it says that you're actually analyzing it and you're trying to make sense in your head. And when you're actually tuning in for guidance, you let go and it doesn't make sense to you sometimes. And then whatever pops out on the card, the first thing that pops out at you, like someone, you could be looking at the card and it is someone's, the hair, they're holding a torch. And that would be like, you know, you have a message of that I'm here to make a difference or hold the light for people. But it's like you tune in to the first thing that comes to you. Like, don't get so involved in reading the actual card, what it says. Get the feeling of the card. And every time that same card could mean something different, depending on the question.
Right.
Are these deranged virtues angel cards?
Like,
yeah,
sorry?
I actually studied with, are they deranged virtues cards?
I believe so. I just got them, and they have like the four angels, and then there's just a bunch of different guiding words.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's funny because I feel like it's... Cards. Yeah, and to the whole, I don't know, because I think that when I ask for it, I'm asking for specific things, and so that makes sense to just let go. And I don't know if you know if there's anything around me angel-wise, because it's always it's like a relationship thing, so it's always like a very strong hold for me to ask these questions and want to know, you know, the answer.
Did you want to ask something specific now?
Well, I guess I'm as far as my the situation I've been going through the past few months and where I should follow, what angels I should be guided by, sort of thing.
For some reason, what they're showing me is I feel you like you're having to take deep breaths. It's like almost like a panic kind of feeling, like I guess when you're having a panic attack or something, and it's like you're really are panicking about moving forward and about letting go and really being vulnerable. So it's about when you tap in and you really create a stronger love for yourself and for who you are and really make that a strong enforcement for you, then when you're allowing yourself to love someone else, it comes from an extension of sharing your love with someone, but it doesn't take away from who you are, or you're not actually giving up something of yourself. You're actually just sharing something. So it doesn't make it where you're afraid of losing something or afraid of losing yourself. And so it's about really tuning in and loving yourself more to allow yourself to really open up, because I see you getting really nervous and almost having a panic attack, and you might want to get some healing and some clearing with that so you can remove these blocks or this energy, this kind of holding you back, so you don't feel so panicky about moving forward into a relationship
now,
and opening up your heart to love.
Well, that's my question. Do I let go?
Is that your question, to let go?
Do I let go of my current situation?
They're saying that you have actually some other lessons to learn with it, but is this person abusive in any way? Like, you have a fear in them?
No. I mean, you know, he tends to just get angry, but not abusive. It's more of, I'm just confused, I think.
Okay, because I just see like you're afraid. So it doesn't mean that they're necessarily abusive, but I see you being like afraid, like
Well, I'm afraid of losing it. That's right.
Okay. Okay, so that definitely is to tune in more and loving yourself more and knowing how wonderful and precious you are, and that it's actually a gift for this individual to be with you. And really working with yourself to know that at a deeper conscious level.
Right.
Because we attract what we believe in about ourselves too. And if we're treating ourselves a certain way, or how we love ourselves is a reflection, the relationship is a reflection of that.
Okay. And do you have any specific angel that you're getting?
It's so funny. Uriel is coming too. He's the main archangel. But let me tune in. There's something like, have you had a grandmother that passed?
Actually, his.
His grandmother, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a grandmother around guiding, and I feel that there's some relative on your mother's side supporting you and assisting you as well. I don't know if it could be an aunt, a great aunt, or a grandmother is something of a female from your mother's side that's passed over this.
I dream of his grandmother constantly.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but she's definitely supporting
you. There you go.
You know what? Guys, bless your heart. Can you believe we are coming up to the end of our hour, our time together? We've got to start wrapping up here. And I just cannot thank you enough, Mika, and thank you, caller. What a beautiful thing to always be reminded of, being able to go inside and know that love is in abundance. It's all around us. And really allowing yourself that vulnerability of showing that love is absolutely amazing. Mika, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
The parting words that I would like to share is that we have angels all around us supporting us. So call on your angels for help. Even if you don't hear them or see them, just keep asking, they hear you. And just open up to receive guidance. And it might come from a friend speaking to you and sharing that guidance. Or it might come from a license plate or some message, even sometimes through the TV. But the guidance will come to you. So just trust and know and keep asking the angels, because they hear you. And they're with you 24/7 waiting to ask for their help. So don't be afraid of asking too much. They love you for you to connect with them.
Wow, that's so beautiful. And I want to give a message from Max, and he comes with a quote that says, "Half of our life is spent trying to find something to do with the time we have rushed through trying to save." And that's by Will Rogers. And can you hear Max saying this? This is so him. He says, "So chill out, people. Relax and don't rush through time." So you can find Max at twitter.com/MaxTucci. And so Twitter, Max, and thank you again so much to our dear friend Cindy Ashton. Check out her website, which is cindyashton.com. You can go to her other website, which is wealthconsciousnessbootcamp.com. Get signed up. You can check out her Kiss Your Monsters Goodbye book. It's an amazing book about handling your fears and dealing with them in a way that helps you transcend them. So we want to give a big thank you to Cindy Ashton. A big thank you to Mika and to Max for showing up with us here tonight. So, guys, if we can end with Cindy's song on freedom, that would be absolutely amazing, if that's at all possible. So, everybody, let's give a shout-out to our listeners and say bye. Thanks for tuning in. Bye, everybody. Bye. Thanks for tuning in.
Sometimes you hide in your room, trapped by the fears in your head, keeping your dreams locked inside. But life is a man full of regret. You're tired of waiting for life to begin, but you wanna fly and be free.